Well, hello and welcome, whatever time of day it is, morning, afternoon, or evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Art Jones, and this is the channel, The Art of Standing Out, where we talk about the power of story to help you drive your business so you can market better and sell more stuff. Today, we're going to talk about story, of course, but we're breaking story down in the four components: story listening, story doing, story telling, and story selling. Why story? Well, we've talked about that before, but I'll overview it now. And it's the notion that humans think, dream, and communicate in stories. Just think about it. When you dream, think about the last time you had a wonderful dream or a scary dream. It was pretty much a cinema color. Huh, what's that? Well, it was like a movie, wasn't it? We run narratives in our head when we dream. Think about when you come home from work and you sit down with the family, or when you were a child and you came home and sat down with mom and dad, and mom said, "So how was your day at school?" You told a story. And think about that friend of yours that every time you see them, they say, "Guess what happened? True story. Blah, 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 blah." That's how humans are wired. We've been that way from the beginning of time because story is a survival tool. Story has governed how we worked as tribes. It told us what was right and what was wrong. It told us where to hunt and where not to hunt. It told us what animals to avoid. Or it told us the story of how to approach an animal that we wanted to capture for a meal for our tribe and our family. Story has been central to how humans have survived and governed and lived and loved and dreamed and talked from the beginning of time. So, in my practice, the art of standing out, story is central to what we do. Being story-driven means that the first thing that we do is we story listen. We're not so fixated on telling stories because we, of course, know how to do that. Often we're so fixated on telling stories that we don't stop to listen to our own story sometime. And when we're not listening to our own story, we're surely not listening to the stories of the people in the markets that we seek to share. Story listening is akin to market research. Let me listen to the narrative of the people in the businesses that I want to serve. What's keeping them awake at 2 a.m. in the morning? Let me listen to the stories and the narrative and the way that my competitors are presenting themselves in the market to see where the niche is that I can fill. Let me see where I can listen to them to discover what I can do that they're not offering our mutual customers. Let me listen to the narrative that is the story of the region that I'm doing business in, or the community of people that I'm trying to serve, or the country that I'm doing business in, or the on and on and on. Let me just listen. Let me settle down and use my God-given gifts of two ears, two eyes, and one mouth in order. Let me listen and observe first to seek to understand what's going on. If we were using design thinking theory, we would call that the what is phase. What is happening out there? Well, we've got to listen and observe to know. And once we've listened and observed, that's when we can move to the next phase, that story doing, which is saying, well, I know what is going on. What if I did these things? And if I did these things, of those things that I've listed, which of them really are going to wow the people in the markets that I serve? And when I determine what wows, I look at the things I have there, and maybe there's three. And I look at this one and say, that's amazing. But wow, that's going to be expensive to implement. What about this one? That's amazing too. That's how it made it into the what wows category. But that's going to take way too long to implement. I don't have 18 months to get that implemented. Here's one that's left. It wows, and you know what? It's the right price to build and it's the shortest cycle time to get to market, that's the one that works. After we've listened and we move to story doing, that's when we determine what is, what if, what wows, what works. And when we found what works, we're ready to go. And when we know what works and we know the people that we serve and know their narrative almost as well as they do, know it themselves, that's when storytelling becomes second nature to us because we've done the work. We know the story of our product. We know the story of our market. We know the story of the people in the markets. We know what keeps them awake at night. We know what they celebrate. We know what they agonize over. When we tell stories about the value that we offer, we insert our stories directly into the narrative of their stories. And they stop and they hear those stories or read them or view them and say, oh my gosh, somebody's singing our song. Let's pay attention. And when they pay attention, you've won the first order of business of any businesses in 2018 and 2019, is you've got their attention. And you won their attention because you know how to communicate them. You know what the narrative is that you can build around your offer that will resonate with them. You did the work to understand what is. You did the work to explore the ifs. What if I did these things? You did the work to understand what wows. And you know what wows? Not because you sit in your bubble and determine what wows, but because you go out to your ideal customer and you say, I've got these three things. Which one is best for you? It's a collaboration to co-create the best offer, but that's another podcast. Just remember this. Listen, do, tell, and sell. Story listening, story doing, story telling, and story selling helps you move from what if, what helps you move from what is to what if, to what wows, to what works. And that's how you will market better and sell more stuff. This is Art Jones, your host at The Art of Standing Out, talking about being story-driven in a modern world of marketing and marketers seeking attention. This is the best way to get attention, to provide an experience, to seek engagement with the people and the audiences that you serve, is to know their narrative almost as well as they know it themselves. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, peace.